I'm going to answer two questions at once. One of them is discuss the formal strategy you employed in a particular poem. And the other question sort of goes along those lines, which is, how do you determine what form a poem will take? Do you sit down with an idea in mind, or do poems itself dictate this? There is a sort of famous saying, form is never more than an extension of content. And I think it's Robert Creeley sort of reworking Charles Olson saying that. And I know that there is, you know, a great deal of attention paid to this idea, actually, that, you know, a poem can dictate form, and, you know, part of the work of writing the poem is sort of uncovering what the form is. You know, that's from Denise Levertov also. And I have to say, I guess intellectually I really understand that. In a sense, it's what we want. You know, you progress from the idea, and you develop the form, and ideally you're well-versed enough, or you've educated yourself in, you know, various formal approaches, whether that's given or received forms, or you start inventing your own, actually, which is also great. But kind of, I guess, another part of me, I might more truthfully say that I sort of think the opposite. I think we all have formal assumptions about language, about a poem, about a page, about what an opening is supposed to be, about what an ending is supposed to be, about what's supposed to happen in a poem. Like, there's just all kinds of formal assumptions that seem to me to be, by me, I'm not trying to say anything about what anybody else does, but it seems to me, but these things by me are real. Those to me are formal assumptions, and to me, I always feel they're largely unquestioned formal assumptions. And so I've really made an effort at trying to start in the body, or start with sound, or start with automatic writing, and or start with notes, going back to notebooks that are 2 or 3 years old. And not notebooks for poems. I don't even mean that. I mean, like, old journals or descriptions or, you know, to-do lists. I guess it could start anywhere. But it seems to me that a poem accretes over the course of days or weeks or years, and that there's a responsibility to question your own assumptions in terms of what you think you're doing. And what sort of slowly reveals itself to you. So some of the poems that I read in this bit, for example, July, that I read at the very end, were written in a really traditional way. They're written more or less in a first draft, and then revised and worked on, sort of classic poetry writing. There were other poems, like Departure, which are just drawn from journals over the course of months of a certain trip, you know, or the poem Renunciation that I read, which never had a draft, which came from all kinds of different places, bits and bits of text that just sort of came together and then gestated and that I lived with. And that piece that I read into this for this project is 14 lines long. The original published version of this poem that was published in Mirage number 4 periodical is, I think it's 2.5 pages long. It must be about 100 lines. And I don't even mean that I just cut stuff out. I literally mean there was some kind of transformation there, or some kind of arrangement that I really think you have to be brave. Not that I'm brave, but I think you just have to have guts, and you just have to listen. You just have to listen to the silence and see what you hear.